Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
We're back, you guys, for another episode. This one's just going to be all about realness, okay? Usually we'll talk about like one thing and one thing only when it pertains to sex, but this is just like realness in the bedroom, realness outside the bedroom, on TV. What the fuck is going on in the news? Just, it seems like a lot of days right now, no one's being real. And if you are being real or keeping it real, you get punished for that. And that shit needs to stop. I think everybody needs to stop lying to themselves and just be honest and fucking real. So we gotta talk about that. Keeping it real all the way.
And it's not going wrong this time.
No, and it's not going wrong. Because seriously, the shit needs to stop. I don't know about you, Yaz, but personally, my life is in shambles when it comes to keeping it real. Like, I got cussed out today from a Tinder fuck.
What?
Girl, this man says, good morning. I say good morning. And what does he do? The good old send me a pic.
Oh, everybody, my God.
Right. Everybody knows. If you say the words, send me a pic, you know damn well you are asking for nude pictures, and that's something I don't do. Okay, I do not send nude photos on Jump because your horny ass wants it. I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm a public figure now in a new town. If I send a naked photo, I can't 100% trust you that it's gonna be for your eyes only. So I said, look, there are plenty on my Instagram, there are plenty on my Tinder profile, you know, I am not the one if all you wanted to do is trade naked photos for your spank bank. And what does he say? Right. He was like, wow, that was a lot to digest. Seems like you got some issues to work out.
Issues? Why didn't he just clean up and say, nah, babe, you know, I wasn't talking about news. I just want to see how you look today.
Because
like, he didn't have no game.
Clearly, he has no game. He is used to, and you know what? The way he looked, girl, I should have just said, oh, you're that white guy. He's the white guy that reminds me of Zach on Are You the One?
Okay. Oh, God. Here that, we go.
He is the epitome. Okay, so everybody who doesn't watch MTV, Are You the One? First of all, I don't know about Yaz, but I'm fucking obsessed. I've been watching from the jump, okay, since the first season started.
I just found out about this season because a friend of mine, he's on the show.
Okay.
He's the guy that probably a lot of y'all are like, what the fuck? But Lewis.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, people don't understand his personality, so it's funny to me. And then there's some catchphrases he has that are so Bay Area.
I will say, you know, it's nice to have another comedian guy from the Bay Area, because last season it was my boy Ethan, a.k.a. E-Money. Shout out to him.
And a lot of people don't know who Lewis is, like, on a comedian level. They're just looking at it like he's just some dude on the show.
Well, girl, when I saw him, and then until you told me the tea behind him, I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, why would
this
they play him like that?
This motherfucker got some shit rocking, you know?
But that makes me angry because I'm like, damn, I want to see that side. Because, girl, I was so annoyed by him.
I mean, he's already a goofy guy in general, so, I mean, that is him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's on a show, you know, it's a singles show, so it's not really showcasing his talent.
True. And, I mean, it is reality TV, so maybe he was keeping it real, and they're like, no, we need you to play your role. You have a certain role on this show. Okay, so it makes sense. Now, guy, Zach, reminded me so much, now that I'm thinking about it, reminds me so much of this Tinder guy. Because, let me just paint the picture. He's a bearded white guy, okay?
He's a little attractive, right?
He's a little attractive. This white guy is attractive. Okay. Now, Zach is also attractive, but no facial hair. But you can tell that they get hella bitches, okay? They get hella women.
He likes drama.
He loves drama. And I think this guy is not used to drama, but he's also used to a yes girl. And I'm nobody's yes girl. The only person that I will be yes to is suit and tie. And even then, I'm still considered a brat. And being a brat is not a bad thing, by the way, in the BDSM world. That just means you just really like to play off of your master's, you know, power. But anyways, I'm not some girl that is naive. I was not born yesterday. When you say the text, send me a pic, what are you doing after 3 a.m.? I ain't stupid. I am not stupid.
You were not born yesterday.
No, I was not born yesterday, okay? In fact, motherfuckers, I'm going to tell you this right now. Even though I'm 29, I fucking wrote that book, okay? I wrote the story and the titles and the pickup lines to fucking get some dick or get some pussy in the middle of the night, okay? If I want a picture, I know how to ask for a damn picture, okay? I fucking wrote this shit.
I can't even say it right.
I wrote this shit. So if anything, y'all should be sucking my motherfucking clit, okay? I don't give a fuck.
Keeping it real, you guys.
I am keeping it real, okay?
That's keeping it all the way real.
Like, I don't care if you're listening to this podcast for the first time. I don't lie about the shit that I get. When I get laid, I get fucking laid, okay?
Hello.
I am about my shit, but you are not gonna come at me incorrect. So, yes, I got some goddamn issues. You know what my problem is? Mr. JP, who also lied about his fucking name, but you're gonna put it in the Tinder bio anyways. I hope to God you go onto my motherfucking IG story and you see that your dumbass was called out. I was gonna post your photo so that all of San Diego will know what the fuck you're about. Okay,
this, my God.
This is the issue that I got. I got an issue with guys with no fucking game who are used to lazy ass women to just give shit for free.
Yep.
Stop giving out your shit for free, ladies. Stop.
But sometimes it's an insecurity thing too, you know, like guys like to gas up an insecure woman. So
that's true.
She probably thinks it's okay to send him these type of pictures.
Well,
in reality, he's just gaining off of it.
Well, let's keep it real to the insecure ladies. Ladies who have no self-love for each other, don't be on Tinder. Simple as that. I understand you got sexual wants.
There's a lot of manipulators, ladies.
Lots of them. And they love women with issues, okay? So you don't have to send a pic because he wants one. You damn sure don't need to send a video because he wants one. You damn sure don't have to suck his dick, especially when he doesn't eat the pussy.
That part.
Okay? And if you're one of those girls that is used to that because you're like, well, I like a man who's in control. That's not a man who's in control. That's a man who doesn't know how to respect women. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a man who takes, caves, but never gives. And men out there who are taking advantage of these women, I'm gonna need you to stop, because you would hate it if you had a sister or, you know, a close girlfriend of yours that you ain't smashing, but if some guy treated her wrong, you would damn sure want to be all up in his ass. So let's take it down a notch, get off your fucking high horse, and start treating women with some goddamn respect. And maybe,
or they start liking a woman real hard, like how another woman liked them, but that woman's not fucking with them.
Right. Just keep it real, but tone it down. Like, I get it, guys, you're horny, but do I need to hear that every 5 seconds as you're texting me that you're horny? Let's ease our way into that one.
You know how they'll ease into trying to get pics? Oh, I was looking at your Instagram. You look so hot.
Oh, my God.
And be like, okay, thanks. He's like, oh, you have any more pictures?
It's called, I got 1,000, 5,000, 6,000 photos to choose from, baby. What you want? Short hair, long hair? In a bikini, not right. In a bikini.
Or do you have some BTS pics of that? Like,
you got some money? You got some money.
Oh, it wasn't even like that, man.
And I'm speaking on Yaz's behalf, okay? Don't be trying to hit me up on some shit saying like, oh, Staff, I heard that, you know, if I pay you, I get some BTS. You ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit.
Nada.
Okay, you can pay me for my advice, nada. But you ain't getting shit from me. Like I said, pick any of your favorite black porn stars out there, put my face on their body, boom. You might get a little thickness. Put it on a porn chick that's a little thicker. And there you go. Yeah. There's my body.
Boom. Or they might just like the way you look clothed, girl.
I wish motherfuckers would just respect what I got on. I don't need to hear all the time, oh, I wonder what's under that. Let's see. Not for you.
Body parts that a woman has.
Right.
What's under that?
Okay. Breasts that give life. A vagina that gives birth.
Boom.
Or should I say,
bleed once a month.
Bleed once a month. And if a girl says, I don't bleed once a month, we got problems. Well,
do you at least spot?
Well, unless if she's on, a certain birth control. But even still, come on now. Come on, guys. All right. Just slow it down. Slow it down. Yes, I heard you got some dick.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Hey.
I went with one familiar and one new.
Oh. Do I know the familiar one?
No, you don't.
Damn.
I don't. Not
okay.
This one.
Oh.
But I've realized... or I've come to the conclusion that men with a larger dick won't put as much effort into pussy eating.
Mm.
Like, they'll give me the business with the dick, But as an eating pussy, it's like subpar, I mean, there's guys out there that really eat pussy, but then they take it too far to eat the pussy. I think it's...
What do you mean they take it too far? What do you mean they come out with, forks and knives?
Okay. I don't know. When I get it, I'll let you know. That's okay. A whole nother story.
Okay.
Anyway.
Because I'm like, how do you take pussy eating too far?
Doing too much, trying to be too nasty with it, with your face too much. It's like, dude, it's not a porno. you don't have to grind and do all kinds of shit. Just eat my pussy. Be gentle.
Love it. Love it.
Yes.
Love about it.
Be gentle, baby. So familiar dick, he's a nice sized cock, but he didn't eat great pussy, but the new dick, I had him before I seen the familiar cock. So this is how I knew the comparison was different. So new dick, he didn't have a lot of dick, but he ate pussy really well, and I came. That was amazing.
Hi.
I love a good pussy eating session. And I come really hard,
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have a lot of dick, but he did his thing, whatever. But then when I went to familiar dick, I was like, oh, I see the difference. You do little mediocre licking on my pussy, whatever.
Ugh.
But then you'll fuck the shit out of me.
Right. To make up for that shit.
Yeah. So it's like, I guess, as you would say, make up for that shit, the little dude. I said little dude. Let me stop. That's so fucked up.
Was it that little though? Let's be honest.
No, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even that little.
Okay.
I put a skin condom on him. Oh, by the way, I started using skin condoms.
Welcome to the best life ever. Y'all need to get up on that skin's life, okay? Fucking Magnum. Fucking Magnum.
It was great.
Yes.
Actually.
Doesn't make your pussy stink afterwards either.
No. And when I was giving head with it on, it was no foul taste.
Right?
Whatever it is, I was like, this tastes cool, And then my hands don't smell.
Yes.
Like latex,
Yes.
So, yeah. Shout out to Skin. SKYN, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it wasn't that small. So, little guy, I keep calling him little guy, I'm high. Shit. New dick.
LG. NLG. New little guy.
Shut up, okay. So, little guy. A great pussy. And I did it again.
Oh my god, it's like a rhyming fest. Little guy ate great pussy.
New guy. Okay, get it together, girl. Get it together.
My god.
New guy ate great pussy, but his dick was not as large.
Got it.
Okay.
Familiar dick.
Familiar dick had big dick, and then just. You know how you're expecting some more good head?
Oh my God, yes.
That's what was on my mind. I'm sitting here like, okay, I just have, I was like, I got one for one now.
Right.
Let's see if I go for two for two.
Right. Okay. So
you got the whole side boob thing going on.
Girl, I'm just
and that look cute though.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like my titties just there's no coming back from it. It just happens. It just happens. But not about my titties. Oh my God. I really sound sick, you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm battling like a head cold. My body's all fucked up, okay? I've been so stressed. I think I did this one to myself. But as
you
guys,
you got good energy, though.
I got great energy. I can go for days, but not with sex. Like right now, all I want to do is just fuck a pillow. Like, mm-hmm. Fuck up some
slobber
sleep.
All over it.
Girl.
Get all that sickness out.
That's what's about to happen next. Okay, so I know for a fact that two guys that I'm currently fucking at the moment, they listen. So I don't want to like out them too much, but one of them, let's just say the dick could be better. But his pussy eating skills are fucking amazing. So I get it, girl. Because, mm-hmm. Like, I've noticed personally, the smaller or, like, the weaker their dick game is, they try to make up for it in the fingers and the mouth department. Which I'm like, ooh, thank you, God. Because no one likes a lazy-ass person. Like, if you're going to give me weak shit, just say you're done. Like, don't try to continue. Do not click forward.
I hate when a guy forces it and his dick is not fully hard. It's like, dude, you're done.
Right, you're done. And it's okay.
You can't.
And it's okay. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. In fact, I'll be more mad at you if you try to press on and be like, no, I can do this. Like, it's good. It's all good. Like, don't slap your dick against my pussy. Like, that does not feel nice. Okay? Especially if, like, at least if you gave me, like, a hard pounding and you do that after, I'm damn sure, like, a little bit too numb to realize. But if you're really trying to get it up and that's your way of, like, getting it up, I'm sorry. My vagina is not for you. I can't do
that. There's some lube or lotion you could go get your dick hard or something.
Let me play with it for a little bit. Like, let me fondle the balls. But, like, doing this against my pussy, like...
Like you're trying to wake up?
Right.
That's how you wake it up?
Right. That's so disrespectful. That's like someone knocking on your fucking door while you're trying to sleep.
I like when they do the pussy knock if their dick is really hard and they're about to enter.
Right. Do that. You know, do that. Yeah. That's fine.
Rub it again. See how wet it is. Before they come up in there.
But don't give me that lazy trunk, like that elephant trunk, like, hey. Hey.
Womp. Just slapping it around, right?
Right. Like, what the fuck? What if I did that to you? Would you want some dry pussy up against your thigh? Like, ew.
Bitch, your skin.
Right.
Ow.
Like, that's sandpaper.
You just shave or something?
Right. It's that's that prickly. Sandpaper pussy. Like, nobody wants that. So, like, again, just be honest and real. I'd rather you say, like, yo, I'm cool than you trying to force it. Because then I'm going to look at you funny, like... The fuck? It's just sex, dude. It's not like my pussy is giving you the lottery afterwards. And if my pussy was the lottery, shit, I'm cashing out myself and bouncing. The fuck?
Well, sometimes it's ego, you know, they're in their mind, they have to make sure they seal the deal.
I guess, but you know what? I got a big ego as it is. That's why I try not to talk my sex game up too much until you actually experience it. Because then again, I might get people on a wrong day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People will be like, well, you're the sex bird. Aren't you supposed to, like, sext me? And I'm like, I'm not that person. Okay, I barely like to text people as it is. I'm a vocal girl, okay? If I'm going to get you off, I'm going to use this mouth and what it gets paid to do, and that is to serenade you with the sexual sounds.
Ow.
Okay, I will tell you how big I want it, how deep I want it, face-to-face or, like, on the phone. Like, I fucking love phone sex, but people aren't real enough nowadays to be that imaginative. I'm like,
they just want pictures or videos you shot. Like, what?
I'm trying to do something personal for you.
I have a guy that has my number, but he'll send me dick pics or videos through Snapchat.
What the Oh,
I'm
my
just
God.
Like, you know, first of all, you're not that important for me to incriminate. For two, you don't know me that well to know that that's not my character to incriminate nobody.
Shoot, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. Give it to me. Let me incriminate his ass and be like, look what this corporate motherfucker's doing.
You stupid. Because I just feel like there's no gain. Like, unless you got a girlfriend, is that why you sending it? That shit through Snap, but
you know,
I don't
everybody.
Care. I don't share dick pics with my friends. Like,
yeah,
the only dick pics I share are people that are stupid enough to send that to me that I don't even know. Period. Anyway,
if it's disrespectful dick, I'm definitely sending that
unwanted
shit.
Dick pics. You know,
yes, unwanted dick pics get the attention, and no, that's not a reason for you to send it to us either, because we're clowning on them. Because it's usually the ones with the ugliest penises. The STD looking ones, okay? Everybody's saying that Post Malone looks like a walking STD. If your dick looks like Post Malone's face, then yes.
Oh my God.
I'm sending that to my girl saying, don't fuck this man. Okay?
Or they just take pictures near a toilet. Like,
oh my God. Why?
Did you just piss?
Right. And did you wash your hands before you touched your phone again? Because that shit's nasty too. Oh my God. Ooh. I got a text message from somebody. It's called, man, what? If I'm asleep and I'm sick, I'm not going to FaceTime you. That's another thing. I can't keep it real at work half the time when I'm telling people that I'm on air or I got shit to do and I have to physically show you what the fuck I'm doing, and this is why I can't hang out with you.
You don't need to explain yourself.
Apparently I have to people. In and out of the bedroom. We don't even have to fuck and I have to explain myself all the time. All
damn
the
it.
Fucking time. I'm so irritated with that. Like, I'm tired of explaining myself as to why I work so damn much and the last thing I want to do is go out and see your ugly ass face.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's the kind of attitude I have because I'm sick right now. But, like, low key, if I'm saying I'm done for the night and I gotta go to sleep, don't fucking hit me up. For instance, another potential Tinder fuck. He was cool, but let's keep it 100. A lot of black girls listening to this podcast will understand. And for those who are, you know, melanated, under-melanated, for my non-POCs, you might get offended by this comment. In no way or form am I racist, but I'm going to say, most black women will relate to me when I say African niggas, like African niggas, are the most possessive and like misunderstood men when it comes to dating. And this is what I mean. Y'all become over possessive. When I say no, I'm cool. Don't try to pull me closer to you because you want to be close to me. If I say no, please back the fuck off. If I say I'm busy, please just understand that we can reschedule for another day. And if I tell you I work at 3 a.m., that does not mean every day I work at 3 a.m. and that's your way to call me and say good morning and want to have a full-blown conversation or want to hang out. I was not born yesterday. Okay, you could keep that Kunta Kinte dick on the DL for a sec and calm the fuck down. Now, once again,
damn.
I'm not racist, but I had to lay it out like this to a man over the weekend, and I'm hella pissed. And I think he got the message now because he has not texted me since yesterday when I texted him saying it was 3 in the goddamn morning on a Sunday. What the fuck are you calling me for?
Because he just getting in.
Like, he literally wanted to have a full-blown conversation. And girl, this was after the fact. He hung up on the phone on me when I said, I'm asleep. What are you doing? I am asleep. What are you doing right now? I am sleeping, bitch.
Oh, wow.
How many times, in what way, in language, do I have to say I was asleep? You want me to say I was dead? I was farting in my sleep? Because I sure was.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay? Do you want me to say I was sleeping so hard that I'm drooling all over myself and I got to question whether or not I pissed myself? The fuck? I was asleep. I was asleep. So,
oh my goodness.
If you are an African man listening to this, do not feel offended, okay? I'm just saying this because I'm just so irritated with y'all. When I keep it real, it's like I gotta lie to you Like, what else do I gotta say? I got bubble shits. Like, the fuck?
Girl.
That's for men out there listening, like, oh, Sapphire, I wanted to fuck you. Now you're talking about shits. Lady shit, too. So shut the fuck up. Okay? We shit just like y'all, except afterwards we use baby wipes, okay? I use baby wipes 24/7. That's why this pussy tastes good, smell good all day, every day, okay? Shit. Shit. Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
So like we said, this is Sapphire's Earplay. We're talking about keeping it real. We need to get to the day sex and confused news on this note.
Yes, ma'am.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
Okay, two things that I want to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Okay, I don't even want to acknowledge this reporter's name, but an ESPN, no, sorry, a Fox Sports,
right.
A Fox Sports commentator felt the need to wear box braids on television. Now you're probably saying, oh, that's not a problem. She was white, okay? And I mean white. We're not talking woke white, where I might let you slide for wearing dreads, because especially if you're from the Bay Area. No.
She one of the white people that go on vacation and get the braids done and you think she looks mad corny.
Yes. Except I have one thing to say. At least she got, whoever did her hair did a great job. Okay. First and foremost, they did a great job. But on second thought, I have to say, who the fuck are you to take that woman's money? I don't give a shit how much she paid you. What made you think that it was just culturally appropriate to let this woman wear her hair like that? But yet, when a black female correspondent wants to wear her hair like that, you have to tell her no, because it's not appropriate for television. So what made this different? That's what I want to know.
A little boy was refused to come to school because his hair.
And a girl was, both were from Catholic schools. So I went to Catholic school, and thank God my Catholic school never told my mom I couldn't wear my hair in braids. And honey, I've had all the braid styles a child could, you could imagine.
Yeah, me too. I grew up with braids myself. My mama didn't want me to have lice.
Yeah. First of all, it's very hard. Black people can get lice. There's an old wives' tale saying that they can't get lice. We can. We can get dandruff too. But at the same time, wearing these hairstyles are called protective hairstyles for a reason. Okay? So we do contract lice. We can get to the lice faster by going to the root of the hair because it's braided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Second off, a lot of parents, and I'm saying this all parents, okay? We put our children in certain hairstyles to make it easier for all of us in the morning.
That part.
Okay.
That,
so therefore, we're sending kids home from school. Not just kids. We're sending black kids home for their hair, but we don't send kids home when they're, you know, showing signs of depression or suicidal thoughts because they want to bring a gun to, oh, I don't know, a shooting, a video game competition in Florida. Because they want to bring up guns in our schoolyards because they were bullied and they've had enough. But this is worth sending a child home from. This is what we're fighting. This is problematic.
It's petty shit.
It is.
Petty shit.
But yet, here's this white woman over the weekend. I'm looking at this at work and I'm like, what the fuck? And here's...
Now, she would have got like two braids on the side.
Right.
You know?
That's fine. Everybody's doing that. Everybody's
cool.
Doing that. That's cool.
I get it.
But to put on a full set of hair like Kim Kardashian would, or like...
Trying to say it's humid out there.
Oh, my God. First of all,
whatever,
you don't have the same hair as textures that we do.
Right.
And my thing is, two things. This is happening the same week that Madonna's ass gets on stage to honor Aretha Franklin, but instead decides to honor herself. What the fuck was she wearing?
Like, I didn't even finish watching that shit.
Oh, my God. So I mean,
no offense, but there was just too many white people I didn't know. I was like, who is this white person again? What am I listening to?
I mean,
I'm turning this shit off.
Yeah, that
sorry,
too.
Sorry to say that, but you know.
No, there was no representation. We can say that. And I mean, it was cool to see Nicki Minaj doing her thing in New York, like outside of the arena of the award show. I thought that was dope when she did her medley. But anyways, Madonna. This is the thing. I love Madonna. Okay, I love Madonna and I love Janet Jackson. Those two legends right there, they are performers. They've done some what the fuck shit, but I really was so upset of what she was actually wearing, and then I got mad at what she was saying. Okay, I understand.
She gonna blame it on Ambien?
No, she's gonna blame it on the fact that she's adopted two children from Africa. Much love and respect. Thank you for adopting children in an impoverished area. Kudos to you. But does that give you the right or respect to dress up the way that you did? And I can't even say it correctly because I don't want to be, you know, culturally incorrect, but she's wearing like a headband with, it looks like, the teeth of certain animals. She's decked out in a mixture of like Native American type of jewelry and African jewelry. She's wearing tribal wear.
I can see Cher doing that, but not Madonna.
I don't know.
Just on some, you know, cultural aspect.
Yes. Because, yeah. I mean, Cher's done it back in the day. She's dressed up as a Native American. But at the same time, I'm like, what made you come out during a tribute to one of the greatest voices of all time, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, but you come out in this really just not appropriate attire? Now, can you imagine if she did that shit at the fucking funeral or any memorial? But then on top of that, you're supposed to be paying tribute and you made it back to you of how you used an Aretha Franklin song. I'm expecting to hear, like, you know, she brought you out from the storm somewhere during your, you know, crack whore days. But no, we once again, nothing is sacred in Black culture, which reverts me to this idiotic man who is a man of color, by the way, decided to troll my ass because I took a video in disgust of the woman in the braids. And the first thing he says is, I'm jealous. First of all, why am I jealous? I have no desire to ever be a news correspondent. I do not ever want to go on TV because I don't like to do myself up for makeup. It's bad enough in radio on the days that I have someone special coming in, I gotta wear makeup. I like to just be chill. That's why I choose to be in back of a microphone.
I feel you.
Okay?
I love it.
I have nothing to be jealous of. And second off, I don't even watch sports like that. I only watch one type of sport. That's Dodgers, because that's the only thing I fucking understand. So why am I getting jealous of a woman who is a news correspondent for sports? Please answer me that question. Then he calls me a half-breed and that all I do is play the victim in race card all the time. So wow. Because I am a Black woman of mixed culture, I cannot have a say when I feel that my culture is being represented in not a good light. She might as well just put on blackface and called it a day. That's how I feel. That is how I feel. That is my opinion. And everybody's entitled to their opinion. But then this man of color is going to keep going and say, I hate everyone. And I said that, you know, out of spite. No, motherfucker, you just showed your true colors. The true colors is that you're racist, you're a bigot, and you probably hate yourself. And you're not sending a good example for your family, or let alone to your son. He didn't like that comment, so what does he do? He decides to block me. Motherfucker, please. Next time you block me, make sure you unfollow me. Because you always seem to come back with some bigger shit. But calling me a fucking half-breed this weekend? Oh.
What does it have anything to do with you? Like, whatever.
Right. So I'm called a victim and a half-breed because I'm calling out, you know, motherfuckers left and right. I'm just not a woman who can just sit there and take that shit well. I'm a person who does like to have a conversation because we need to have conversations about this shit. That's the problem nowadays. We don't want to talk about it. We don't like to be keeping it 100. That's the problem. And that's why you have people like Yaz and I who do a show like this that puts it in your face, whether or not you're comfortable to listen to it or not.
Somebody I let listen to this podcast, he had only listened to half-assed of what we were talking about, and so he immediately thought I hated men. I was like, you need to listen to everything thoroughly, like, before you can make a judgment
right
on what it is. Like, our show, we're totally unfiltered. We keep it 100. Like, we put everything on the table.
And it's not the fact that
and
we
it's
hate
not
men.
Even angry or nothing.
No. We don't hate men. We don't hate women. We just
talk about scenarios that us women, not just us in general, but we go through the same stuff that every woman on social media and probably on anywhere has to deal with.
And sometimes
so it's not
on
just
a greater
us
scale.
It's happening to,
right.
You know? It might be in a different context, but it's the same shit. We just calling it out. Keeping it real.
Speaking about keeping it real, I gotta say props to Issa Rae on this season of Insecure. I'm mad at you, Yaz, because I really want to keep it 100 because of what happened to this week's episode. But
well,
I guess
I'll
I'm gonna have to save
it.
Yes, I'm gonna need you to catch up.
Or I'll just have to hook my laptop to the TV to watch it on the app.
There you go.
Because it's gonna take mad long for it to record on the DVR.
Yeah, so. No, screw that. Just watch it on your laptop. Okay, so you've gotten to the first two episodes?
The first one.
Okay. So Issa has moved in with her ex, I guess you could say her ex fuck buddy. Because they never really dated, right?
I thought they fucked around and she broke up with him back in the day.
Okay.
I thought it was something like that.
Yeah, they've known each other for a long time. You know, she fucked. She's the one. He's the one that she cheated on Lawrence with.
And he came in her face,
which was really disrespectful. So, Issa, I get it, girl, because you got to warn a chick. You got to warn somebody. You can't just be coming in people's faces. When we talked about that, I remember Yaz and I discussed that. But now, Issa has decided to live with Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel does not ask her to pay rent. But Issa does not give up the booty either. And she got the nerve to complain because Lawrence is in the next room. Mind you, in his bedroom.
Not Lawrence.
Daniel is in the next room fucking another woman. But you gonna get mad.
Women.
Multiple different women. But you gonna get mad at that, Issa. Issa, girl, baby girl, let me just sit you down for a second. You can't be mad at a motherfucker who pays his own rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You cannot call the shots unless if you are physically a roommate on paper and you laying down, you throwing down some money. Then it's a whole different situation. Because, yes, then he has to be, you know, mindful of the roommate code. However, you girl are sitting on a couch $3.99 every goddamn night. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot complain about how someone gets down in their own goddamn house.
Because 9 times out of 10, he don't probably even, like, he's used to living by himself. So he ain't used to telling somebody, oh, I'm about to bring some pussy over. Like, when he in the moment, he gonna bring some pussy over, you know?
That's why I also can't have roommates, because I hate when I say I'm about to have some dick.
Well, it's like, why I have to announce it? Now you feel weird.
Right. You're going to make it awkward for me. Like, you're going to be that roommate that, like, won't leave until we start, like, closing the door to the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
You want to be the one that, like, listens with a shot glass to the door, because that's happened to me. Okay? That's why I try not to announce it.
Or they think you're going to have sex every time you bring a male over.
Right.
It's like, nah, it's not even like that. I want some company. Or that's really my homeboy. We have to smoke.
But then again, in my case, yeah, that's the only reason why I'll bring guys over to my apartment.
True story.
That's why I have more girlfriends.
I'm such a homeboy, you know? Like, we could play a video game. I'll watch you play a video game, nigga. Like, and I'll roll the weed. I'm so, like, a homie.
I can be
it's
like that.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know. I can only do that, like, once in a while. Because that shit tends to bore me. Not like, okay, I would love to just kick it with a guy in game. But, like, let's be honest. If you gave me, like, really bomb-ass dick, And because the type of woman I am now, like I'm old, okay? I'm getting too old to fuck every day, okay? Uh-huh. Disclaimer, I don't fuck every day, all right? I
maybe but you get, fuck a lot on one good day.
But I fuck a lot on one good day. So when I do fuck, it's like I'm fucking like this is the last dick on earth. That's how good this shit is, okay? I'm fucking you till you are fucking drained and can't no more. You're the one pushing me
balls,
off.
Girl.
Yes. I'm the one that's like begging you to fuck me at 3 a.m. before I go to work. And you're pushing me back saying, nah, you gotta earn this. No, bitch, you
I would love to have some before work dick.
Yes.
Waking up like, ooh, yes, my day gonna go good. Am I come back home to this?
You know, the worst thing was Suit and Tie came over to stay a couple days, and that's the only thing he didn't do because he knows how we get down. Quickies aren't really quickies with us.
It's a whole sex session all
over. It really is. But girl, he gave me the best sex. I came all over my ottoman. He put me on all fours on my ottoman, and he updated his fuck machine, so that shit, like, goes faster.
Oh, wow.
So I only took it, like, twice before I, like, he said I gushed. It wasn't just, like, little splurts. It was, like, I gushed everywhere. Like, I saw it on the wall. I saw it on the futon.
Girl, you are just soiling that apartment.
Girl, because you know what? They got me fucked up, so you gonna swim in my DNA, bitch.
Bring a black light in here, like what is this splatter all over the wall? Like,
I fucking murdered that pussy.
They get a swab sample and they look and it's like, oh, it's urine.
It's not urine. It's lady cum, okay? My shit tastes good. My squirt does not smell or taste like urine. Okay, it smells like fucking roses up in this. Okay. To be talking about my pussy having urine like that. But where was I saying? So yeah, at the end of the day, you can't be calling the shots when it comes to roommates and sex. If you are not paying to sleep on somebody's couch, you have no right to complain. No right to complain. And you know what?
At least clean up, bitch.
Right.
Clean the house. Do something appreciative. I mean, you're not even giving him no pussy.
None whatsoever. And then there's Molly. Gotta love old Molly. Not the drug. We're talking about Molly from Insecure. So Molly's ass, she's in quite the pickle because she's with a man who's in an open marriage. And she does not understand the laws.
She catching feelings. Girl.
And if you're going to catch feelings, like, it's okay to catch feelings, but you need to understand what open relationships really mean. Yes, I'm going to write this down because we do need to talk about open relationships, especially since I am involved in, like, numerous open relationships right now.
Got it.
Okay, I'm not a fucking unicorn, so don't hit me up asking to be that. I am genuinely, like, could be someone's girlfriend. That's how good I am. Not no fucking unicorn, okay? I just like to tag team that pussy once in a while. I like to see your man fuck you, and then I get to fuck you. Or if it's two chicks, I like to see your girlfriend fuck you, and then I get to fuck you.
And I got a show I need to tell you about. Yes,
ooh, give it to me.
We gotta do that show, because there's a show on Netflix that me and my cousin watched.
And it's dealing with open relationships?
At the end of the last two episodes.
Yes.
Brought into some shit, girl.
Yes.
Some shit that I don't know. I'll tell you off air, but we'll talk about it.
Hell yes. I love when you got some new shit
on the
for
next
me.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So open relationships, everybody get ready, because I'm just going to say this right now. Not everybody is built for them, and not everybody knows how to conduct them. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you all a tease. I was hit up on Tinder today. I thought I was talking to the girl. I was talking to the guy. I'm now becoming weary of guys who approach me because they want to open up their bedroom. Chances are your girlfriend and I are not going to get along. Because just that's how women are. If they're not with the shits and they're not the ones calling the shots on the profile, chances are you are just trying to use me as a sneak attack and be like, surprise, girl. Yeah, you might clickbait me and say we're looking for a third, but we're going to talk about that more. But yes, wrapping up, everybody, just know this. We're on Spotify now, so you can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud. Shout out to the Misfits Podcast Network. Make sure you're following them on Netflix, on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you're subscribed to that. Yes, where should they follow you?
On Instagram, Fit and Dirty. I'm on Snapchat as well as Fit and Dirty. And that's about it, you guys.
And you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. I'm mostly just using Instagram and Twitter. There's no more Snapchat. Let's be honest, Snapchat is dead. And I ate a messy hoe. Okay? I'm just going to keep it at that. All right. Now, as always, everybody, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next time, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all podcasting platforms.